coming up on episode number 842. It's Thursday night. It's cover story night. And tonight we're going to honor the music of a very, very gifted singer-songwriter who not only had a very, very popular album entitled Tapestry that was a huge hit, but also wrote music for a lot of songs, a lot of hits that people maybe didn't realize she was involved in. I'm talking about Carole King, who turned 70 today, February 9th. She was born in 1942. And happy birthday, Carole. And in honor of her birthday, we're going to be listening to covers of both her solo stuff and the stuff that she wrote for other people. Covers of the stuff she wrote for other people. A lot of great stuff on tonight's show. Let's go ahead and get it started. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It's Thursday, February 9th, 2012. My name is Brian Ebbin. Welcome to another edition, another cover story edition of Coverville. We always like to do these on Thursdays where we focus on one artist, one musician, one group, and then play several different interpretations of that group's music or covers done by that group. Tonight, it's all covers of Carole King or songs that Carole King wrote or co-wrote with her partner and husband, Jerry Goffin. Her then husband. I guess they're not together anymore. But let's start off with a set of music, not of the songs that she co-wrote for or that she wrote for other people, but for the songs that she wrote and released herself on that landmark album Tapestry. Let's start things off with a cover of "It's Too Late." This one performed by James Morrison from a 2006 collection which came with Q Magazine called Take It Easy. Here is James Morrison and "It's Too Late."
Can't stay together, don't you feel it too? Still, I'm glad for what we had.
You're so far away. Doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore? Used to be so fine to see your face at my door. It doesn't help to know you're just time away. Long ago I reached for you and there you stood. Holding you again could only do me good. How I wish I could. You're so far away. Song about moving on down the highway. I can't say much of anything that's new. If I could only work this life out my way, I'd rather spend it close to you. But you're so far away. Traveling around sure gets me down and lonely. Nothing left to do but close my mind. I sure hope the road don't come to own me. There's so many dreams I've yet to find. You're so far away. Doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore? It used to be so fine to see your face at my door. It doesn't help to know you're so far away. You're so far away. You're so far away.
Thank you.
from her 2003 album Coverage. That is Mandy Moore with that was such an amazing album. Really, really defined her as a matured musician, other than, you know, much more so than the pop stuff that she did before that. Of course, the Candy and stuff like that that became her breakthrough music. She really, really redefined herself with that Coverage album. Mandy Moore and her cover of Carole King's I Feel the Earth Move. Before that, So Far Away by Dennison Whitmer from his 2009 album Recovered. Yeah, I played Dennison Whitmer last week for the Graham Nash cover story. I guess, you know, maybe he only covers artists that were born in 1942, because 2 weeks, two 70th birthdays, two cover stories, and two songs from Dennison Whitmer. You know what, though? They're great. Right before that, Amy Winehouse from the posthumous release that came out last year, Lioness, Hidden Treasures. That was a cover of Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow, a song that Carole King wrote for the Shirelles, but she brought it back, recovered it herself on her Tapestry album. A couple different versions of that song floating around by Amy Winehouse. She released one a lot earlier, I think way back in 2002 or 2003 for the Bridget Jones sequel, the Bridget Jones Edge of Reason film soundtrack. Never saw the movie, but I did pick up the soundtrack. That's what a good cover cover fan does. He buys soundtracks to horrible movies that have really good covers on them. James Morrison kicked off the show with his cover of It's Too Late from that Q Magazine Take It Easy 15 Soft Rock Anthems from 2006. I'm so glad I've got UK listeners who let me know about these albums, these Q and Mojo ride-alongs, these CDs that come glued to the front of the magazine that have these great covers on them. Thank you so much, you awesome UK listeners, you, for letting me know about those ahead of time so I can go out and snag them. Coverville Tonight is brought to you by Audio Engine USA, audioengineusa.com. So last month at CES, these guys introduced a couple of new products. Now, last time I told you about the D1, which is their digital audio converter, plugs into your computer via USB and gives you a much better quality of sound than what you get by plugging in a pair of headphones into a headphone jack, for example. Well, maybe you need something a little bit more flexible, a little bit more wireless, something maybe that can broadcast throughout the whole house. The D2s, the Audio Engine D2s, are exactly what you need. So it's that same digital audio converter that you get with the D1s. However, you get a base station and a receiver. You plug the base station into your computer, again, using USB, and then you move that USB, or you move that receiver anywhere you want around the house. You get far, far superior quality audio to any other way you can do this, any other wireless method that you can use. Everything you need, RSA jacks, optical out, and of course, separate controls for volume so that you can control the volume without having to go to your computer as well. That's the Audio Engine D2, and it's just one of the many innovative self-powered speakers and wireless products that you can find over there at Audio Engine USA. When you're ready to buy, go shopping, go, you know, pick out all those great products they have there, and as you go into the shopping cart, enter the coupon code COVERTEN, COVERTEN, when you buy, and you'll receive 10% off your order. You get free shipping, no tax, and all cables included. That's AudioEngineUSA.com. We love Audio Engine USA here. Use them all over the house. All right, so that was all music from Tapestry. Let's now move on to songs that, kind of like that Shirelles song, the Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow, songs that she wrote for other people with Jerry Goffin. Let's start off with a song that, this was a hard one to decide which cover of this to play. I'm a big fan of two of the different artists that cover this. I decided that since I'd played the A-ha version recently, I would go with a Rockpile version. Now, Rockpile was something of a supergroup. It was Dave Edmunds and Nick Lowe leading a bunch of great artists, musicians from Stiff Records and from that whole Britpop scene. But Rockpile, you know, when you break it down to the very fundamentals, it was a Nick Lowe and Dave Edmunds gig. And the two of them combined in that band were fantastic. Now, as a bonus to the album, if you bought the vinyl album of the only album the Rockpile ever put out called Seconds of Pleasure way back in 1980, you'd get an additional EP that came with a bunch of covers of Everly Brothers songs. Now, these were not done by the full band. These were done just with Dave Edmunds and Nick Lowe. Covers of, like I said, covers of a bunch of Everly Brothers songs. Well, one of those songs was one that Carole King wrote. Here's Dave Edmunds and Nick Lowe from Rockpile with our cover of Crying in the Rain.
Crying in the Rain.
Well, he'll say it too.
I'll never let you see the way my broken heart is hurting me. I've got my pride and it's so hard to hide all the sorrow and pain. I'll do my crying in the rain. If I wait for cloudy skies, you won't know the rain from the tears in my eyes. You'll never know that I still love you so, though the heartaches remain. I'll do my crying in the rain. Raindrops falling from heaven could never wash away my misery. But since we're not together, I hope for stormy weather to hide these tears I hope you never see. One day when my crying is done, I'm gonna wear a smile and walk in the sun. I may be a fool, but till then, darling, you'll never see me complain. I'll do my crying in the rain. I'll do my crying in the rain. I'll do my crying.
Fine day, you look at me, and then you know our love was meant to be. One fine day, you're gonna want me for your girl. The arms I long for open wide, and then you want to have me by your side. One fine day, you're gonna want me for your girl. Though I know you're the kind of boy who only wants to run around, I keep waiting. Someday, darling, you come to me when you wanna settle down. One fine day we'll meet once more, and then you want the love you threw away before. One fine day, you're gonna want me for your girl. Thank you. only wants to run around. I keep waiting, sure someday, darling, you'll come to me when you wanna settle down. One fine day we'll meet once more, and then you want the love you lost before. One fine day you're gonna want me. One fine day you're gonna want me. One fine day you're gonna want me for your
thank you.
The Locomotion, a song that, those guys never took it to the top, but Grand Funk Railroad did and Little Ava did, making it one of a handful of songs in history that have gone to the top of the Billboard charts with two different artists. As a matter of fact, Kylie Minogue, and thank you for listener Ursi in the Tadpool for reminding me that Kylie Minogue actually got it up to number 3. Didn't quite get it to number 1, but it almost was a three-peat right there. The Locomotion, that version right there by a group called The Hot Stewards from their 2007 album Cover Up. Great version right there. Rocks. Absolutely rocks. Louise Goffin, right before that. That's Carole King's daughter, Louise. Carole King and Jerry Goffin's daughter. From an album, tribute album 2007 called A Song for My Father, where you get a bunch of different artists, musicians, offspring, doing covers dedicated to their very famous fathers. Great album, and I wish they would do another one of these because it was such a cool revelation discovering these artists that you never would have otherwise, you know, just establishing themselves as great musicians. Some of them already established, you know, there's a few on there that, of course, you're already familiar with. But Louise Goffin doing a cover of Up on the Roof, originally by the Drifters, but released or written by Carole King and Jerry Goffin. Cat Edmondson, right before that, with a song called One Fine Day by the Chiffons. Great version right there. You'll find it on her 2009 album, Take to the Sky. I love Kat Edmondson's voice. And you couple that with a bass guitar, and I'm in. I'm so there. It's perfect. Seconds of Pleasure was the album where you'll find the rock pile tune Crying in the Rain that you heard right before that, originally by the Everly Brothers, covered there, not by the full band Rock Pile, but an acoustic duet by Dave Edmonds and Nick Lowe, whose harmonies never sounded better. Sound fantastic. All right, one more sponsor for today's show. Brand new one, well, welcoming back an old sponsor, one that we haven't had back here in a while, Audible. So yeah, you've got your audiobooks, right? So you're listening to a podcast. So you're already familiar with portable media and portable music, listening to stuff on the go. Well, Audible has got you covered with a free trial. If you're not already an Audible.com customer, here's what you do. You go to audibletrial.com/Coverville, and that's going to get you a sign up for a free audiobook. You can try out their service. Let's say you decide not to keep it, you can still keep that free audiobook. So it's a great way, you know, maybe you haven't listened to the Game of Thrones, the first book of the Song of Ice and Fire. I just finished it recently and loved it. And getting through that as an audiobook would have been so enjoyable. I actually read the book itself. But boy, if I would have had the audiobook for that, I think I would have gone through it a lot faster than I did. Or maybe you want to, you know, read the Hunger Games. Maybe you want to listen to the audiobook of the Hunger Games, hearing what all the hubbub's about, maybe sneak that in before the movie comes out later this year. Well, you can do it right there at audible.com, and you can do it for free with a free trial. That again, audibletrial.com/Coverville. It's really easy. You'll find a link in the show notes too if you want to use that. But audible.com/Coverville, that's the way to get that free audiobook and try out the service from Audible. One last set of music here, and we're going to start it off with a song by Mary Kate O'Neill. This is from an album called Through the Looking Glass. Indie Pop plays the Monkees, and it's a cover of the Monkees' tune Pleasant Valley Sunday. This, you know, I'm always reminded when I look back through an artist's work, or through a songwriter's work, at songs that I'm really surprised that they were involved with. I had no idea. This was one of those. Did not know that Carole King wrote Pleasant Valley Sunday for the Monkees. Here it is, though, and it's covered by Mary Kate O'Neill.
Yeah. didn't heed you so, that it would be so easy then for me to turn and go. But now there's no leaving you, I know that for a fact. I'm at the point of no return, and for me there'll be no turning back. Told myself you'd always be habit I could break, but now a day without your kiss would be so hard to take. You just can't get off a train that's moving down the track. I'm at the point of no return, and for me there'll be no turning back. Once I could have said goodbye, but that was at the start. Now I think I'd rather die. True. No matter how the future brings, I've got to see through. Baby, your love for me is nothing but an act. I'm at the point of no return, and for me there'll be no turn back. I've had the point of no return, and for me there'll be no turning back. I've had the point of no return, and for me there'll be no turning back. I've had the point of no return, and for me there'll be no turning back.
need a helping hand. And nothing, no, nothing is going right. Close your eyes and think of me. Soon I will be there. Brighten even your darkest night. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I come running to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, gotta do is call, and I'll be there. Yes, I will. You got a friend. Yeah, you got a friend. If the sky dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind begins to blow, well, keep your head together now and call my name out loud. You soon I'll be knocking on. Just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you gotta do is call.
Mirabal Associates with a cover of a song that Carole King wrote, but it was really most popularized. The guy who made it popular, James Taylor. Carole King, James Taylor. They were also frequent collaborators and partners over the years. And Mirabal Associates covered that one for their 2008 album Covers, Volume 1. Still waiting for Volume 2, MBA. Come on, put one out. I'd love to hear it. You've Got a Friend right there by Mirabal Associates. It's always a great day when I can play the beautiful South, and I did right before that with Another Night with the Boys. This one came out on a single that came out at the same time as their Head Nodders album, which was an all-cover album. They released a single of Livin' Thing, their cover of the ELO track, and on that there was a B-side or a bonus track of Another Night with the Boys, which was one of those songs that, another one of the songs that Little Ava did. She did that one with Big D Irwin, but she did a couple of Carole King tracks, of course, The Locomotion being the other one. Elvis Costello, boy, you know when I can put, I don't know if it's just the beautifulness of putting Elvis Costello and the Beautiful South together in the same show. Point of No Return by Elvis Costello. Now, that's from the Spike re-release. You got to get the version that has the bonus disc if you want that cover of a song originally recorded by Gene McDaniels, but written by Carole King. And we start off the set with Mary-Kate O'Neill covering the Monkees' Pleasant Valley Sunday, that one from Through the Looking Glass, Indie Pop Plays the Monkees. That is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can email me if you want to. If you have a request or an idea or a suggestion, coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line 206-222-COVER, or you can visit the website coverville.com for all of your cover song needs. That's just recently updated, still in the process of fixing a few of the little glitches and missing pages and things like that. So please be patient, but if you have comments, suggestions, or ideas about the website, email me about that as well. Let's see, going to be back next week. Tuesday night's show is going to be a tribute to a movie that came out 20 years ago, which had a great soundtrack. I'm talking about Wayne's World, so yes, there will be a cover of Bohemian Rhapsody. You can count on it. Oh, yes. Schwing. All right, Wayne's World coming up next week. That will be a Valentine's Day episode, or it'll be the episode that appears on Valentine's Day, but it won't be a Valentine's Day themed episode. That is going to do it, though. Until next time, this is Brian Abbott Singh. That just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frogpants Studios Mega Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you're going to find audio programming so good, you'll feel the earth move under your feet as you listen to it.
Audio program so good, it's like you're there!